This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Do you feel calm and connected? Are you the sort of person who is at peace with yourself? Might be a strange question, yet I think it's an important one. It means having a sense of engagement with life each day, not avoiding issues or, well, you just take the good with the bad, trying your best to live a fulfilled life, and you're feeling calm and safe knowing that you've got the resources to meet whatever life throws up at you. Now, that's not to say you're going to feel on top every day. Some of the best-selling books, for example, give advice how to live at peace with yourself. Many people are going to spend money to find the answers. You may not regret the past. You don't worry about the future. You've just got the present to do your best here and now. Maybe it's when you wake up in the morning or evening, if you work nights, that you generally feel well-rested and good. There's no guilt, no guilty conscience, nagging, being at peace with yourself. It means that you feel fully fulfilled and content with what you are and what you have. And so if you're content, it means you're satisfied and happy, no matter what you do or where you go. There's no way you can survive in this world all on your own. And that's why you need to learn how to live at peace, not only with yourself, but with others. Inner peace, that's a term that gets misconstrued by other religions, but it has a biblical definition. In the New Testament, Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, "Don't be anxious about things. Instead, pray. Pray about everything. For God longs to hear your requests. Talk to him about your needs and be thankful for what has come. And know that the peace of God, a peace that is beyond any and all of human understanding, will stand watch over your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ." And that's the best news you can hear all day. Living at peace with yourself really works when you are at peace with God. Makes sense, really. The God who created you and loves you offers you his own supernatural peace, which will never evaporate. It's greater than our emotions, doesn't depend on the circumstances. And the Bible is telling us that when we get our relationship with God right, all the other things will work out. The things that would have robbed us of our peace, we can take all that and give it to God, and once we've made peace with him, it does depend on us reaching out in humility and faith to a loving God. So some of us don't have peace with ourselves. We don't have peace with God. Now, you may have the problem in your life, and the default option really is to try and fix it yourself. Now, that might sound fair enough. You don't have to work that hard at all. The Bible teaches, take all these things that's going to threaten your peace and bring them to Jesus Christ. And you will have peace with yourself from him. He will give it to you. An external peace that comes from heaven. It's a gift that's promised to every believer in Jesus. Now, of course, every day is going to bring new challenges to that peace. You can't stop that. But every day also holds a new promise of peace with God. It was Jesus who said, "I give you peace, the kind of peace that only I can give. It's not like the peace that the world gives. So don't be worried or afraid." That's John 14, verse 27. And these are the words direct from Jesus that you can claim. And when you're at peace, you feel an inner confidence that things are not running wild, regardless of whatever's happening around you. Your mind is at rest. Your heart doesn't flutter with anxiety. You've got a clear focus. Now, it might sound too good to be true, but God's word is reliable. And the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament said, "You will keep the peace, a perfect peace for all who trust in you, for those who dedicate their hearts and minds to you." So trust in the Eternal One. This is Isaiah 26, 3-4. He is like a great rock, strong, stable, trustworthy. We can totally rely on the strong God who is like a rock. He won't let you down. He will guard you with his own peace and unending security. It's not found in mind control or managed situations. The Jewish word is shalom, meaning perfect peace. So what circumstance do you need peace today? Are you facing a frightening situation? Lean on God. Do you feel panicked, unsure what to do? Trust him. Are you worried about your job or someone you love? Give that to God as well. He promises you shalom, peace. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." Heavenly Father, thank you for that divine peace. It's a guard and security that helps me. And I know, Lord, it can be with me and others now and forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.